just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. Now, you may be asking, why moments? Moments are all we'll ever have in this lifetime. Each day is a moment in our lives. Every minute, every hour, a moment. So I'm here to remind you to embrace the moments that life sends your way. The good ones, the not so tasty ones, yes, even those. Now, some moments may break you or even me, but only to make you a better version of yourself and of myself. Now, I'm Sean N. Graham, host of the Just the Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I'm a poet, I'm an author, and I'm a speaker. And for me, it's a privilege to share each week that which God has laid on my heart. I'm humbled that He is still choosing me today. And my prayer is that what is shared in this space connects to something on the inside of you. I pray that you may be encouraged, you may be enlightened to do what? Walk in the moments that you are afforded. If you're tuning in for the very first time, yes, welcome to the Just a Moment podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to show up in this space, and I pray that you will find value in what is shared right here today. I also pray that there is a connection from my thoughts to your heart. I also pray that you will tune in every week to check out the new episodes. The new episodes are available every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can check out YouTube. You may find it on Apple Podcasts. It's on Amazon. It's on RSS. Wherever podcasts are available, check out the Just a Moment podcast right there. And so I want to say a big thank you. Big thank you for those who have watched the episodes already and those who continue to tune in every week, right? If you have subscribed, I'm truly grateful that you took the time to do that. But if you have not yet subscribed, please take that opportunity. Subscribe to the Jam Pod, and while you're there, hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes become available. Again, they're available 9 a.m. Tuesdays, Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. And I would also encourage you to share them with someone. Encourage someone's heart, someone who might just be disheartened, someone who just wants to be reminded or needs to be reminded that they matter, that they are loved. So encourage someone, share the Just a Moment podcast with them so their lives can be impacted by what God has allowed me to share in this space. And if you have missed any of the previous ones, don't hesitate to go back and watch them. Leave me a comment as well. I'd love to chit-chat with you. Let me know how the episodes have impacted you so far. It's in these moments when we have to remember that the Bible points to the fact that Jesus stepped away time and time again to do just to pray. And we did that on Saturday. We stepped away from the hustle and the bustle of life, the hustle and bustle of this month, the hustle and bustle of even this day. and we stop to pray for just a moment. We had the second just a moment in prayer, communion, and conversations last Saturday. I am full and I'm grateful. Grateful that God saw fit to call us together for such a time as this, to set us aside so we can connect, we can come together. We just gathered. We reflected on God's word. We were encouraged by his word. Yes, and we prayed. We spent just a moment in prayer. To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you for all of you who stopped by. Thank you for just taking a minute, a moment out of your day to spend in prayer. I'm so excited. I'm already looking forward to the next Just a Moment in Prayer that will be on Saturday, September 27th. Remember, we have them, or we gather on the fourth Saturday of each month for Just a Moment in Prayer. A time to reflect, a time to be encouraged, and a time to pray. Yes, we have to pray. The Bible reminds us, yes, Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20, as Jesus talked with his disciples, right? He was saying, whatever you bind on earth, yes, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on this earth, it will be loose in heaven, right? And he says, we're two or more, two of you shall agree on anything, touching anything, it shall be done of them by my Father. Yes, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And so as we gather each month to pray, and we call upon the name of the Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name, his word said he's there in our midst. He's hearing our petitions. He's hearing our heart's cry. I thank God that we can step away for just a moment to pray. So I'm looking forward to the next Just a Moment in Prayer. I'm so excited. You know, I have been sharing past episodes that I was working on Just a Moment in Prayer, communion and conversations, the journal, a 31-day prayer journal, and we are almost ready with that. Just a few more final tweaks and touch-ups, and we will have a prayer journal. The ebook is almost ready. Just a Moment in Prayer, communion and conversations. So I want you to stay tuned for further updates and everything else that is taking place in this space. Make sure you're tuned in and make sure you are connected. Now, if you want early access, just drop a prayer emoji in the YouTube comments of this episode and you'll be first in line when the book is released. Again, just drop a prayer emoji in the comments for this episode and you'll be first in line when it releases. Or if you'd like to receive a free copy directly in your mailbox the moment it drops, leave us a note at justamoment.live for prayer journal. Again, leave us a note at justamoment.live. Just send the note saying prayer journal and the moment, Just a Moment in Prayer, communion and conversations, the 31-day prayer journal drops, the ebook that is, you will be sent a free copy. How about that? So again, also remind you, stay connected, stay tuned. And you will be informed of all that's going on here on the Just a Moment podcast. What's on the table for today? What's the thought? What has God laid on my heart in this season, right now, in this moment? And we're coming out of just a moment in prayer that happened on Saturday. And what I God left with me is He sees you. He sees me. And so the title for today's episode is God Sees You. God sees you. God sees me. Right? As we pray and layer our petitions before Him, I recognize that the prayer in power for me is not necessarily to get what I may be praying for. It is basically knowing that God is hearing me. And His response will be so appropriate for what I may be standing in need of, not only for the moment I may be standing in, or the one I might end up facing, right? Sometimes we may be asking for one thing, but God sees that we need something completely different. Remember, He sees you, He sees me. And so we have to pray. We have to get comfortable in voicing our petitions to the Almighty who sees us. El Roi, the God who sees me. The story is told in the Bible, in Genesis, actually, about Hagar. And Hagar was Sarah's maid, whom she gave to Abraham because she was impatient. Impatient because the promise of God tarried. She became impatient. And in Genesis chapter 16, we see where she got pregnant and started beating up her chest. And so Sarah put her out, plain and simple. And while in the wilderness, in that dry place, in the place of despair, she cried out to God and He heard her. He heard her and He visited her. And He came and He saw about her. And He talked with her. He had communications with her. God sees you. Your prayers, pray coming, pray going. I can only imagine she's in there in the wilderness. She's praying and she says, God, what am I going to do? Who do I have? I have no one to call on. If you don't answer me in this moment, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Talk to God about everything and anything. Remember, I always talked about the key verse for just a moment in prayer is Genesis, Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. He wants to sup with you. Whatever you need, He can provide. He's knocking at all of our heart's door, and He's calling you by name. He knows your name. He knows where you're at. He knows when you get to that desert place. He knows when you're left in the wilderness to bear the burden and the brunt of life. God sees you. God sees you. I can't even tell you how many times I've prayed and the Father has come through for me. Times when I might not even have voiced my concern. Set it in my heart, and God has come through for me. He sees you. He sees you. Now, I might be hosting Just a Moment in Prayer once per month, right? One day out of 30 or 31 or 28, whichever how many days are in the month. But there are no restrictions. There are no restrictions and no reservations as to when you ought to pray, how often you pray, how long your prayer should last. Where you should pray, pray going, pray coming, pray in the car while you're driving to work, say a prayer at your desk, say a prayer while you're fixing lunch or breakfast or dinner, say a prayer while you're standing in the shower, doing your in the bathroom, doing your hair, or even when you're in the shower, pray to God. He sees you. What about you caught God by surprise? Nothing. Nothing. Pray morning, noon, or night, at your desk, at work, while you're driving on the highway, especially here in Atlanta. We need to pray. The traffic is horrible. Just pray. God sees you. Pray for God's presence to guide you and keep you and sustain you. God sees you. God sees what you're going through. Nothing about you caught him by surprise. So invite him. Invite him into your heart. Invite him into your lives, into your space. Invite God into your moments so that he can fellowship with you moment by moment. Invite him so you can, he can sup with you and you sup with him. You can have communion and conversations daily, daily. It's good when I can stand and say, I know God sees me. God knows what I'm going through. He hears my heart's cry. He knows when I'm happy. He knows when I'm sad. And he knows the same thing about you. God sees you. And after you pray and you connect, oh, you can have fellowship. What a joy. What a joy divine, the song says, to be leaning on the everlasting arms of God. Oh, such joy. Such joy. And so after we pray and we connect with God, we can rejoice. We can give thanks for the moments when God comes and see about us, when he tells us that everything will be okay, when he says, I've got you. I've got you. Don't worry. Philippians 4, verse 4 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let your requests be made known unto God. And verse 7 says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so this poem that I'll be doing today is called Thanksgiving Time. We have reasons to rejoice. When we know God sees us, he's never left us. He cares about us that much. We ought to give thanks. Thanksgiving time. I'm sitting at the table with my Lord to dine. He's provided my meal, yes, every single time. His storehouse of delicacies has never run dry. I alone can't deplete it, even if I try. Of what will I partake on this go-round? My choices are plenty, none I've ever found. I looked on in awe as if it's the first time I am here. My excitement bubbles over. Anticipation draws near. What will I try? I wondered out loud. I examined each table as I walked through the crowd. I had access to everything that was in the room, and only because I was with the bridegroom. There was blessings, forgiveness, favor, and grace. I wasn't ashamed. Excitement shone in my face. I wondered how much of each I could take. My Lord said, don't worry, these we always make. I packed on my plate joy, peace, and love. Each time we took, God replenished from above. Nothing ran out the entire time. Much laughter we shared, my Lord and I, as we dined. I thank the Lord, so glad he chose me. He looked beyond my faults and really saw my needs. My rags didn't matter. No, he called me to dine, to sup at his table, knowing all would be fine. Were it not for grace, I wouldn't be here. The life I lived, not worthy. My Lord didn't seem to care. His hand he extended, He allowed me to take hold, and a grateful soul rejoices, realizing he's prepared for me a home. So much to be thankful for. For as we survey everything around us, we wouldn't be here but for our Lord. He saw fit to keep us, to bless us, and sustain us. So let us find in every season no reason to complain, but in everything, just give thanks. Be thankful. Be thankful that God sees you. God sees me. Enjoy His mercy. Yes. Enjoy His grace, His peace, His loving kindness. He invites us to come and sup at His table. So be thankful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful.
So, all right, Jampod family, before we wrap up today's episode, here are just a few reminders. We will be back next week, same time, same place, with a brand new episode dropping Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you get your podcast. You can check it out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts. We're available on RSS, Amazon. Check out the Just a Moment podcast. Now, if you have not subscribed as yet, I'm reminding you to go ahead and subscribe. And while you're doing that, please hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available, once they're up and ready. And I would also love to hear from you. So don't forget to share your thoughts on the episode. Drop me a comment. I want to chit chat with you. Let us connect. And remember as well that you can find me at seanandgraham.net and justamoment.live. Connect with us so you can be aware of everything that's going on in this ministry, everything that's going on in this space. You will find it out there at seanandgraham.net or justamoment.live. Remember, moments that are gone don't come back. Missed moments can never be recaptured. They can never be retrieved. So take hold of your moments. Take hold of the moments that life affords. Guess what? I am taking a hold of mine. Embrace your moments. And as you go through this week, wherever this journey may take you, whatever you may encounter, whatever moment may happen upon you, please remember that God sees you. God loves you. Yes, God sees you. So put Him first. Put God first in all that you do. And be good to yourself. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to whom God is calling you to become in this season, whom He has created you to be. Be good to yourself. I'm your host, Sean and Graham. I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jampod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jampod podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jampod podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jampod podcast. This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through